All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, 97.1. Hour number two. So you heard Dave Burkett there. We can talk about the Tua thing momentarily. And I do think as we head up in the next, it's almost 4 months, really. It's crazy when you think about it, to the draft. You really start at this point because it's going to be a theme. Why do you bring back people who aren't going to serve the best interests of the organization? And that's what Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia are charged to do. Look, the best thing they could do is take Tua. You got a quarterback who's had two straight years with broken bones in his back. A quarterback who is going from, I don't know, young 30s to mid 30s. And you've got a quarterback prospect in Tua that... without this injury, he probably still goes ahead of Joe Burrow. The point is, Tua Tagovailoa, the tank for Tua, he is that good. And you're not even going to think of drafting him because you have a GM in his poorly tailored suits protecting his own ass. It's exactly why you don't win anything here, and it's exactly why Bob Quinn should be fired. The minute a GM can't serve the best interests of the organization, he should no longer be the general manager. But the Lions, in their infinite folly, have brought these two back. Now, look, that's where I'll start at three. We know they have no chance of taking Tua. So now you put the two scenarios. They're either going to sit there at three and take what they deem to be the best available player, even though the best available player is, in fact, Tua, or they're going to trade down. Where? Who knows? Miami at five would be a great landing spot. And then you will once again take the best available player. I'm just making a point. Tua could still, in fact, be the better quarterback prospect of the two. And as you move forward, there are no guarantees with Matthew Stafford. We talk about Carson Wentz and how three straight years now he's finished the year hurt. Well, guess what? Matthew Stafford is going to be in a very similar position. The difference is we don't make the playoffs here. But Matthew Stafford is getting beat up. We had no idea about his body. Got no idea about his designs on his future. Hell, the best two players in franchise history quit on you. In Barry and in Calvin, and rightfully so, I may add. Now, I'm not suggesting Stafford will do that, but look, man, you got to start planning for life after Matthew Stafford, unless, of course, you just believe it'll all be okay. He's got five or six seasons left of 16-game availability, and you move on. But does it bother you as a Lions fan that the best available player is a guy you're not even going to consider taking? That bothers me. That offends me. Because the Lions have empowered guys to be selfish. Think about it. For Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia to not take the best available player, it's a selfish act. They're not doing it not because they disagree that it's the best player. They're doing it because they're desperate to win now to protect their own paychecks. It's the height of selfishness. And all you can ask of people who run your teams is to not be selfish. It's to do what's best for the franchise, because long term, that's what delivers what's best for you to fan. I think it is laughable. If a year ago you told me that the Lions would have a chance to draft Tua Tagovailoa, I would say to you, oh my God, send in the card. But what about Stafford? Send in the card. But what about send in the card? I'll figure it all out later. Now you have that absolute opportunity to take Tua, and you think I'm going to sit here and be okay with the fact that they won't even think of taking him? Then you don't know me at all. It's not me being insulting to Matthew Stafford. I don't have any ill will towards Matthew Stafford. But I've seen a decade. Change of scenery is needed. I need to plan for my future. I need to have Stafford come back, play well. I will move on from Matthew after this season, and then I will have 4 years of Tua on a rookie deal to build a rock-solid football team around him. That's exactly how you do it. And you know what your football team's going to do instead? Bypass Tua, continue to pay Matthew Stafford $30 million a year, probably offer Matthew Stafford an extension. He'll be playing until he's 38, 39 years old as a Lion, and you will continue to go absolutely nowhere. All because the Ford family has been fooled once again. Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia have been able to pull the wool over their eyes, and now you have a lame duck regime that in all likelihood is not going to be here long term, making long-term decisions. That is horrifying. And look, maybe I end up being wrong. Maybe Tua blows. Maybe he ends up being Ryan Leaf. But I don't think I'm wrong. And I think Tua is special. I think he's transcendent. I think Tua, you should be dying to draft him. And remember, a year ago, if I told you you had an opportunity to do it, I think about 90% of you would have said yes. So what changed? I'll tell you what changed. Your GM and your silly coach are going to be protecting their own nuts instead of doing what's obvious and correct and right. And for that, I'm sorry. I'm not going to let that go, and I'm not going to act like it's not real, and I'm not going to play pretend. Martha and Sheila should have tomatoes thrown at them for the decision to bring these two back, because it's going to cost you drafting Tua. And that's asinine to me. So this is the first year of the new year that this show is together and we're all back. I'm drawing the line in the sand. This is the Merrith line. There's no question Tua should be the draft pick at 3. Now, it ain't going to happen. But I'm talking about why. And I'm talking about how dumb of an organization this is, that by bringing these people back, they cannot possibly act in accordance with what's best for the organization. Well, then I ask you again, why did you bring them back in the first place? 248-539-9797. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, and Mike, it's funny too, because I specifically remember 2 years ago, even before last year's draft as well, we would bring up draft topics and we would have so many people text in and say, no, I don't want a quarterback this year. I want to wait until Tua comes out.
Correct.
Or the next year when Trevor Lawrence. We had people say that all the time. So
now you have that opportunity and you're not even going
to
look at it.
And what I'll add to that too, Mike, is how often does an organization get to draft in the top three? How often?
Truly, truly, unless you are uniquely atrocious. Once a decade?
So rarely. If you have an opportunity to pick, not even in the top five, but in the top three, yep, you have to take that generational type player.
In a year where there's a defensive player so good, and the team picking second already drafted their QB, that you will even get a shot, because sometimes, Mike, you need to pick in the top two.
Dude, two is the guy. And I think that's the model of the NFL, too. Whether you want to talk about Mahomes, you want to talk about Aaron Rodgers, guys that have sat for a little while and then played and played well. You can play Stafford next year, but Tua can still be on the team. I mean, yep. I think it would make so much sense. You're right.
It gives
probably
you a seamless transition into the next 10 years of your franchise. Realistically, can you guarantee Matthew Stafford is here beyond 2022?
No.
Could you guarantee that? Like, this is where the organization sucks. They have made Matthew Stafford a protected class. They've made Matthew Drew Brees. They've made Matthew Tom Brady. They've made Matthew what now is Patrick Mahomes. They have made Matthew Stafford into this irreplaceable, immovable point of reverence where they are just going to continue paying him and playing him until he, not the organization, decides, I don't want to do this anymore. And that is such a tragic mistake for all of us. And it's not that Stafford is not good. And it's not Matthew Stafford's not a villain. Matthew Stafford's one of the toughest dudes in the league, and he's a good quarterback. But it's so clear a change of scenery is needed. And they have an opportunity to get 5 years of pennies on the dollar quarterback play from a quarterback that people were saying last year, tank for Tua. And here we are.
The 180 to me, Mike, by the way, I know you just played the Jordan Belfort drop. The 180 to me is remarkable. It's crazy, the total flip that people have done on Tua. I can't tell you how many texts are coming in right now. Saying Tua's going to be the next Jamarcus Russell. No way on Tua. He's going to be the next Marcus Mariota. I don't want him. He's just like Dwayne Haskins. That's another one. All of a sudden now, yeah. I don't think it seems like none of our listeners actually want
because Lions people to draft Tua. Are reactionary morons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.